Also this week, and this is a lovely little light-hearted story, and we want people to write in, call in, let us know what they think we should do. But electric cars have been accused of being too quiet and therefore posing a risk to people who may be vision impaired. And it's actually prompted the Japanese government to review whether to add a noise-making device to an electric car.
So you have to make the car noisier.
A balloon going off.
A balloon going off would work. But the thing is, of course, hybrid vehicles, when they're not running on the engine, when instead they're running on the batteries, they make very little noise. But they've actually become Japan's top-selling car in recent months. And actually, because a new, cheaper version of the Toyota Prius has been on sale since May, it's sold already over 200,000 cars. So really, the streets are filling with what could be silent killers. So the Japanese...
You're being
silent
a little bit inflammatory.
I might be a little bit inflammatory. But the Ministry of Transport has launched a panel of scholars. They've got vision pair groups, consumers, the police involved, and also car manufacturers, and they're deciding how to get around the issue. They haven't yet made a decision on what noise should be made, but they do need to find a way that will raise caution but not be too offensive for people who live near roads, of course.
Talking of being offensive, and it's Japan again, I remember a story about 5 years ago, and there was this guy who invented a toilet that makes simulated flushing noises, even when you're not flushing it, because lots of people were going into toilets in Japan, and because they didn't want the sound of their own bodily functions to be audible to other users in the toilet, because that would be impolite, they were perpetually flushing the chains in these toilets, and the water consumption was going through the roof, especially in big cities. And so by coming up with what was dubbed the Toilet Queen, I think I wrote about it, actually, might be able to find it on a website. This is a handhold, you cover a panel on the back of the toilet with your hand. It's just a photo cell, and that tells the toilet there's someone sitting on the loo. And while that hand cover is there, it makes flashing noises out of a speaker. So that, of course, this masks anything going on in your cubicle or perhaps the one next door, so that therefore you're spared your blushes by the sounds of flushes.
I'm
very poetic.
Sure, it wouldn't be long before hackers get in there and change that for completely
handles,
different sounds.
Handles water music.
That could be a useful way to make you go to the loo.
But what do you guys think? What noises should they make? Kat suggested balloons, perhaps a whistle or just something fun?
The sound of an ice cream van. That would confuse
people.
You know,
when you were little on your bike, you had those big chunks of paper you shoved in the back wheel to make a sort of noise.
Playing cards.
Yeah, that I reckon that.
That would be perfect, wouldn't it? Well, there you go. Let us know if you think you know what the Japanese government should do about these silent electric cars.
So,